Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Duke is getting big again while Carolina is going small and smaller. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. It's hard to dislike Butler, you know, that overachieving small school from Indiana that seems to show up in the darndest places, like the national championship game 2 years in a row. But the Bulldogs keep taking a bite out of my butt, so to speak. First, they couldn't beat Duke in the 2010 title game when they had the ball for the last possession, and Graham Haywood opted for a fallaway jumper instead of driving to the hole and making the refs blow the whistle. Then Butler beats the snot out of Carolina in Maui, letting us whittle a 29-point deficit down to 6 before finishing the job. And now Butler knocks off number one and Hoosier State rival Indiana Saturday to not only give IU its first loss of the season, but allow, guess who, Duke to gain the top ranking. The good but not great Blue Devils will hold a spot for a long time given their easy schedule in December and how weak the ACC is this season. That's all we need. Duke is number one while Carolina is trying to figure out what numbers to play. Did you see the game Saturday in which the Tar Heels lost most of their 16-point halftime lead to an expertly coached comeback by Jeff Lebo's East Carolina team? The Pirates got hot in the second half while Carolina cooled off, and much to Roy Williams' dismay, could not use its superior size to grab one of its own missed shots. That's right, James Michael McAdoo, Bryce Johnson, Joel James, and Desmond Hubert got as many offensive rebounds Saturday as I did. The lack of aggression under the goal forced Williams to play considerable minutes with a small lineup. Real small. Sometimes he only has one so-called big man in the game. This time he went with basically five guards, Marcus Page, Reggie Bullock, Leslie McDonald, P.J. Hairston, and J.P. Tokoto. They came up with all 9 offensive rebounds the Tar Heels pulled down. So maybe small is big. At least it was in this game for the 8-2, number 23 ranked team in the nation. So where are the Tar Heels anyway? Well, today they're on a plane to Texas, where they play the Longhorns Wednesday night in their only December road game. This could be the biggest test of the season so far because Texas is average and missing its best big man. If the Heels don't find a way to win in Austin, Duke won't be the only team they'll be looking up to as ACC play begins. This is Archansky. See ya.